And now this is a dictation for Amanda McCormick, McCormick, June 1st, 85, address as a letter, Dr. Trombley, TS in today, ROMBLEY, 246-6495. Dear Dr. Trombley, follow up for Amanda, who has hyponatremia, hyposmolality, likely from SIADH, with previously documented high urine osmolality in the 600s, without evidence of GI losses or diuretics, and no evidence of THF. This is a phone visit with the help of mother. There has been no hospital emergency room visits. According to mother, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, tolerating diet orally, no reported treatment for infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. They don't see any edema, ulcers, has not required any oxygen. There is no cough, no sputum production. She is blind. And problems of insomnia. No falling episode, does not use cane or walker, does not have any menstrual periods, but she is mostly vegetarian. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the urea tablets and sodium tablets. Otherwise, she takes a long list of medications for her psychiatric disorder. Potential effect of blood pressure with the prazosin. Does take diabetes Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E. Her weight at home, 191. Her blood pressure, 142.98, which is high. That needs to be rechecked. She follows neurology and psychiatrist, and there has been no changes in medications from then. Next paragraph, recent chemistries are from May. We are requesting to be rechecked, which was done after encounter on the phone today. The blood test shows creatinine at 0.4, and that goes where her body size. There is a low sodium, 123, elevated potassium, 5.3, normal acid base, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.6 with a low MCV 77. Iron study shows severe deficiency with a ferritin of 7. I do not, unsaturation of 10%. Has a normal B12 and folic acid. Reticulocyte absolute count low at 60,000 and a normal vitamin D 25. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyponatremia, hyposmolality, well documented in the past as part of SIADH as indicated above. For what we are continue relative fluid restriction, urea tablets and sodium tablets, clinically baseline neurological psychiatric disorder, There is no indication for hypertonic solution. This is going to be a chronic process that we cannot fix. Next number, there is severe iron deficiency anemia. It's my understanding that you are starting iron supplementations. Consider testing for occult blood in the stools. She has no menstrual periods, although mother says she's almost strictly vegetarian, very little meat. Given her other condition, she might not be a candidate for diagnostic procedures like colonoscopies. This needs to be discussed, however. Next number, legally blind. Next number, hypertension. Needs to be rechecked before medications are adjusted. Otherwise, management of her neurological psychiatry disorder by a specialist. Continued diabetes management, end of dictation.